Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, very shortly we will be celebrating the great solemnity of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and upon us. This is the third greatest feast in our church's calendar. And as we celebrate that extraordinary appearance of the Holy Spirit, we realize that this is the conclusion of our Easter season. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we then enter into what the Church calls ordinary time. That is the time in which we take the whole of the Christian message and make it a structured and ordinary part of our lives. The Feast of Pentecost also marks the conclusion of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. For the final act of the revelation of his Heavenly Father was the sending of that Spirit that will continue within the Church his presence and his message. And as our Lord was to say from the cross, "It is finished," indeed, with the sending of the Holy Spirit, there is a completion of the ministry and the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this gift of Pentecost is a gift that is given to the Church so that we might fulfill our mission in the world, in every place, and in every time. But I think it is important to understand the meaning of the gift and the way it is imparted. I think most all Christians know in some fashion or other the story of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. The great wind, the shaking of the walls of the room where they were gathered, the descent of the Spirit in the form of tongues of fire. These really are dramatic details. But sometimes the simple concentration on the details leads us to look away from the purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit and how, in fact, the disciples reacted to it. You may, as you read that passage, understand that the disciples did not remain in that upper room. They did not just sit there in their excitement, perhaps, in their awe, just talking with each other about how they felt when they were touched by the flame of the Spirit. Actually, this is probably more appropriate to a support group than a mission that is apostolic. And we understand, as we look at that, that the Spirit was given to give courage to the disciples, to expand their understanding of what they had heard and seen from Jesus Christ, and the excitement about taking up their mission. You may notice that in that passage, the first thing that the disciples did when they received the Holy Spirit was to preach, to proclaim the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to acclaim his name as the only name in heaven or on earth that can save us. And it was for that mission that the Spirit descended upon us. It was also to fulfill the promise of Jesus that he made at the Last Supper, when he spent those few moments before his suffering and death with his chosen associates. And at the conclusion of his many discourses, he said to the disciples, "I will send you another advocate, a spirit, that will remind you of all that I taught you and will bring you to all truth." And it is in the fulfillment of that promise that we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. We rejoice in the fullness of the mission of Jesus Christ. We rejoice in that gift of the Spirit that allows us to continue to live the Christ life and to continue to proclaim it. But it is, in fact, also a continuing gift, in a sense, because throughout our existence, throughout the life of the Church, the Holy Spirit is continually infusing himself into our life. So it's important to understand how the Holy Spirit operates in our daily existence. We began with the understanding that we need to be able to receive the gift. Sometimes we expect the Holy Spirit simply to act like a bolt out of the blue, but so often we need to pray for that gift, to open up our hearts and minds with a space to receive the gift as it is given. We also, in being receptive to the gift, need to dwell upon its meaning in prayer and in meditation, to understand how the Spirit has operated in the past, how it can continue to guide the Church, through what means, through what instruments, how, in fact, the Spirit is given to us not necessarily to express extraordinary gifts, but to expand and open up our minds, to cleanse our will, to allow us to burn with the love of the God who created us and redeemed us through Jesus Christ. One of the clearest signs of living in the Spirit is living according to the pattern of Christ. Our lives in the Holy Spirit can become living examples of the presence of Jesus Christ among us, filling us with a hope and a faith that is just overflowing and can touch other people's lives. And because of our understanding of the gift that is given to the apostles on that first Pentecost, we too realize that in receiving the Holy Spirit, especially in our baptism and confirmation, that we are given, as part of that gift of the Spirit, a courage to live the life of Christ in our own individual ways, and the courage to proclaim it. It is the gift of understanding that we more and more clearly understand what Christ has done and what he has called us to do. And it allows us to proclaim the gospel with clarity and with power. We have to understand that the principal activity of the Holy Spirit is to deepen our knowledge of Jesus Christ and of our relationship with him. And in deepening that knowledge, in allowing us to know how the risen Lord is present here among us, through the Spirit, in his word proclaimed, in his holy body and blood, we realize and we live constantly in his presence. But the Spirit is given us also to further the mission of Jesus Christ, and to do so until his coming in glory. And in that fashion, in deep love, faith, hope, we live the life of the Spirit, and we pray for an ever greater outpouring of his power and his understanding into our lives.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.